You're listening to the Queer Money Podcast, episode 179. This week, we tackle the often debated question of which credit card to pay off first, a decision that can help you save, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars. Before we dive into the details, though, did you listen to last week's episode where we are giving away Cameron Huddleston's book to help you tactfully talk to your parents about their money situation and prepare for their long-term care? If not, you don't want to miss this informative episode and see why so many LGBT folks end up being the primary caregivers to their parents compared to their non-LGBT siblings. Now, back to this week's show. Are you ready to start paying off credit card debt? Do you need some help figuring out a better strategy? Then we've got you covered. Here we go. There's personal finance for the masses. This is not personal finance for the masses. This is Queer Money. This podcast is sponsored by Capital One. Capital One is redesigning the banking experience by offering simple, straightforward, and seamless ways for you to bank from almost anywhere. So banking fits into your life, not the other way around. All righty. So as I mentioned in the outset, this episode is all about figuring out which credit card to pay off first. And I think it's an age-old question for, well, I don't want to say age-old because, you know, credit cards have only been around for about 50 years or so. But I think today it's a very common conversation for people as to which credit card they should pay off first, because everyone has credit card debt, it seems like. But before we actually dive into that, I think it would be good for us to talk about why. Why bother paying off your credit card debt? It's interesting because there are so many people, especially in the United States, that believe that, so what? So what if I have $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $40,000, $100,000 on my credit cards? Does it matter? Why does it matter?
Yeah, I think that the truth of the matter is the more credit card debt you have, the less financial autonomy that you have and the more financial insecurity that you have. We know from studies that we've partnered with that LGBTQ parents with at least one child under the age of 18 tend to have 20% more credit card debt than their straight peers. And as we've said for years now, credit card debt anchors your future earnings to your past. And the more that you have, the more financial security you have. And so that's the very reason why it makes sense to pay off your credit card debt. Credit card debt is essentially holding you back from the future that you want. Even though it might seem like it's helping us live a bigger, better life, it actually can be suffocating, especially with the compounding interest rates and the escalating cost of everything. It just gets more and more precarious for credit card debt holders.
Right. And when you think about it, it is holding people back financially. It's holding back, especially Americans. You know, I'm going to just talk about some numbers from the American perspective. I know that there are listeners for this podcast all over the world, but these numbers are specific to the United States. In the U.S. in 2017, Americans spent $104 billion on credit card fees and interest. That is an average of over $300 for every person from one day to whatever the oldest person living in America is. That's over $300 per person. That's more money than some families spend on birthday and Christmas presents, on clothes for their children. When you think about it, having an extra, you know, if it's a family of four, having an extra $1,200, that's an extra $100 a month. How great that would be to add to your food budget, to your entertainment budget, or to your retirement or savings for other things, even, you know, saving for college. It really is restricting people's lives. In some cases, the more you have on your credit card, the more restrictive it just becomes, almost like you have a
a shoe on your neck and you're on the ground and it's holding you down.
Well, at some point for many people, they have so much credit card debt that the only way they can make ends meet from month to month is to continue to add to their debt. So it gets, you sort of get in this this loop that you can't get out of, almost like the Twilight Zone. And we found both from our personal experience as well as our professional experience that the number one way to paying off debt is having a clear and specific strategy and sticking to that strategy until you've achieved your goal. For example, our credit card payoff course, which we launched for the first time this past January, has now helped our members pay off over $60,000 in credit card debt. That surprises us. We're ecstatic about it, but it also surprises us because, but the fundamental reason why it's helping them pay off so much credit card debt is that it's a clear, mapped out strategy. And they're sticking to it. And ultimately, that strategy has helped pay off over $100,000 in credit card debt if you take into account how we used it. And not only has that helped people pay off over $60,000 in credit card debt, but it's helped them reduce the cost of the credit card debt that they have. So they have savings from that as well.
Right. And knowing which credit card to pay off or the smartest and more cost-effective strategy to pay off credit card debt is one of the best ways to make your plan work. You have to have a strategy, as you said, in place, but knowing which credit card to pay off first is a part of that strategy. So you can't rely solely on which credit card to pay off first. There are other things that are that will help you expedite the process of paying off your credit card debt. So oftentimes when the question comes up of which credit card should I pay off first, many people start talking about the methodologies, the debt payoff methodologies. And there are two very well-known methodologies, and we're going to talk about those here. There's actually a third one that John and I will refer to often in our course and on our website that we believe is the fastest, and actually the numbers prove it's the fastest and the smartest and the more cost-effective way of paying off your credit card debt. So let's dive into the first one, the avalanche method. So what is the avalanche method?
So the avalanche method, we know from looking at the numbers, of the two most popular methods to pay off credit card debt is the most logical. The value is that it helps you save more money over time. The challenge with the avalanche method is that it feels the slowest. It can feel arduous and feel like it's taking forever. You don't see a lot of dramatic progress in the beginning. And so that's why it's often overlooked because psychologically it's challenging. So the debt avalanche method involves making minimum payments on all of your debt, regardless of how many credit cards you have. You're making minimum payments on all of your credit cards. Then using any remaining money that you have after paying off all those minimum payments and putting that extra money towards your credit card with the highest interest rate. So you're focused on paying off your credit card with the highest interest rate first if you're using the avalanche method. The numbers show that of the two most popular methods, that makes the most sense. But it can, like I said, feel like it's taking forever to actually make progress with paying off your credit card debt because it just it seems like it's taking a long time.
Right. Yeah, and the reason why the avalanche method is the smarter of these two, the avalanche or snowball, is because, John, you said it, it's the most cost-effective. It helps you pay off your high-interest rate credit cards first. The more you're paying towards the principal on those credit cards, the balance that's on those credit cards, the less interest you're going to be charged in the future. So you're actually taking advantage of what is kind of considered reverse compound interest by paying those credit cards off first. But as you mentioned, psychologically, it can be difficult, especially if all of your credit cards have significant balances. So that's why some people prefer to go with the snowball method, which may cost more, but it feels like you're making progress faster.
So yeah, the snowball method, also popularized by Dave Ramsey, and it's probably, I would guess, if I had to fathom, is probably the most commonly of the two most popular methods, the more common one that's used, because of the psychological wins. And what that says is to, again, you're making your minimum payments on all of your credit cards, no matter what, you're making the minimum payments. But with the debt snowball method, you're focusing on paying off your credit cards with the smallest balance. And then you're gaining momentum over time as you're knocking out those balances. And the idea there is, okay, so if you've got a credit card with a $20 balance and a credit card with a $50 balance and a credit card with a $100 balance, you can maybe pay those off relatively quickly. And so all of a sudden you're like, hey, I paid off three credit cards. That feels good. And psychologically, that can keep you going. Eventually, though, you're going to hit the credit cards with the bigger balances and you're going to kind of feel like you hit the wall or that you slowed down. So it doesn't guarantee that you'll pay off your credit card debt, but the idea is that you have enough psychological wins that hopefully you'll stick with it. Now, these are the two most popular methods. Like we said, or David said in the outset, we feel like there is a better method. The numbers prove it. We experienced it, and many in our credit card payoff course are experiencing it. So after the break, we're going to talk about what that method is.
And now a quick word from our sponsor. Capital One's checking and savings accounts have no fees and no minimums. And with one of the best saving rates in America, you can rest easy watching your money grow with no fees to bring you down. You can open an account in about 5 minutes, which means you are only about 5 minutes away from getting your savings to grow with one of the nation's best rates.
All right, so the third and what we believe is the smartest, most cost-effective manner in paying off your credit card debt is the one that we came up with when we were paying our credit card debt off.
We may be a little biased, but the numbers support our opinion.
Exactly. So we call this the debt lasso method. If you're familiar with the Debt Free Guys, you've heard the debt lasso method before. We did a podcast about this. We have it as a part of our credit card payoff course. We wanted to share this here because we think it helps you determine which credit cards you should pay off first. So what is the debt lasso method? The debt lasso method reins in your interest rates on your credit cards as low as possible, hopefully as low as 0% if you have a good credit score and access to available credit. And it helps you pay off whatever debt you carry as fast as possible using the combination of money you save in your interest payments and the minimum monthly balance you'd send anyway. So as with the snowball and debt lasso, the snowball and the avalanche method, you're going to be paying the minimum balance on your credit cards for all of your credit cards. But what you want to do is establish that minimum balance before you even start to pay off your credit cards, knowing what that minimum balance is, and then pick a number above that that you are going to commit to sending to your credit cards. And then we have you go through basically a refinancing process that allows you to refinance your credit cards to either low interest loans or low interest credit cards. And that then allows you to focus that extra money that you would have been sending as a part of your minimum balance to those other credit cards to the ones that you've refinanced. That allows you to eat away more at that balance than you would had you not done some sort of refinancing.
So the inspiration for this came from when we realized that we had $51,000 in credit card debt, and we looked at both the avalanche and the snowball method. Both of those methods we projected would take us anywhere from 5 to 10 years, if not longer, to pay off our debt. And we were just impatient, and that wasn't good enough for us. And we realized, looking at the numbers, that one of the biggest inhibitors to paying off credit card debt fast is the high interest rate that we were paying. And some people are paying as high as 27%. And I think recently it was reported that the average credit card interest fee is 17.35%. That is a lot of compounding interest working against you. So we thought, is there a way for us to eliminate or reduce the high interest fees that we were paying? And that's when we thought, well, we could do a balance transfer to zero interest rate credit cards, ideally the longest term possible. And there are terms very often up to 12 months or even longer. And then we could take any savings that we had that we didn't have to put towards interest payments, take that savings and put 100% of it towards our principal. And so what that helped us do was really expedite how fast we paid off our credit card debt. Now, we did look for other ways in our budget to be able to cut back our spending, to find more money to put towards our credit card debt, and also to increase our income so we had more money to put towards our credit card debt. But a big chunk, big reason why we paid off our credit card debt in 2.5 years, as opposed to our projected 5 to 10 years, was that we reduced, virtually eliminated our interest payments and put all of that savings towards our debt.
Right. So that doesn't really tell us, though, which credit card we should pay off first, does it? So we want to walk you through this whole idea of which credit card you should pay off first. And as with a lot of financial questions, it really depends. It depends a lot on you and your financial circumstances. So our first suggestion is to do what many people believe is the motivating thing, and that's to go with that psychological. Let's start with finding which credit cards that you could pay off in, say, 1 to 2 payments. Those are credit cards that have those low balances. As John mentioned, maybe they have a 20 or a 50 or a 100 or $200 balance, and you can knock those out in 1 to 2 months. Then after that, we want you to take a look at your credit score. Your credit score is going to be a key contributor to whether or not you can actually use the debt lasso method. So if you have a high credit score, then try the debt lasso method and then pay on the card or loan that has been transferred at a lower rate if you have other higher rate cards. Keep your payment amount consistent, not dropping it due to any changes in the minimum payment required. So basically what that means is you're going to hold all of your payments consistent with that minimum payment. You're going to make sure you continue to pay. It's not the minimum payment as you see the balance going down, but a minimum payment when you decide to start paying your credit cards off. Stick with that consistent amount, paying that amount towards those cards so those balances continue to decline. But because you now have some balance or credit cards that have either zero interest or low interest, those ones are going to be the ones that you're going to focus on making those payments. It's those higher interest ones that you want to knock out. So this actually then becomes kind of an avalanche method as you're working through the debt lasso portion.
Then if you have a low credit score, we have a solution for you. We just recently published our free Improve or Build Your Credit Score course that's powered by Experian Boost. You can get access to that at debtfreeguys.com/shop. Again, that's debtfreeguys.com/shop. And what we'll do is we'll walk you through step-by-step ways to improve your credit score. And in some cases, you can improve your credit score by as much as 5 to 50 points within 15 minutes. Which is a great way to really implement, open yourselves up to the opportunity to implement the debt lasso method. And then use the snowball method, making all your payments on time until your credit score improves, and then you can qualify for the debt lasso method. And then eventually, as David suggested, migrate into the avalanche method. So, you know, you can certainly pick one strategy and execute on that until all your credit card debt is paid off. We have found that that doesn't typically work, especially with the avalanche method, but also likewise in some cases with the snowball method. It just takes too long for people and they don't actually achieve their goal of paying off their credit card debt altogether. With this combination, relying predominantly on the debt lasso method and then leveraging the snowball and the avalanche method when appropriate, contingent on whether or not you have a high credit score or a low credit score, you can actually expedite paying off your credit card debt faster than you ever thought possible and actually reach that goal of finally being credit card debt free. And the biggest inhibitor that many people have with not being able to implement the debt lasso method is having a low credit score. So definitely check out that free course, Improve and Build Your Credit Score, powered by Experian Boost. It's a great way to avail yourself of the debt lasso method.
And there you have it. 3 ways to decide which credit card to pay off first. 1 being a clear winner. To learn more about that strategy, which we walk members through step-by-step in the credit card payoff course, go to debtfreeguys.com/debt-lasso to listen to Queer Money episode 87. Finally, to improve or build your credit score, to implement the Debt Lasso method, or to raise your credit score for any other reason, get the free Improve or Build Your Credit Score course powered by Experian Boost at debtfreeguys.com/shop. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Queer Money. To help us help more queer people, please like, comment, and share Queer Money on your favorite podcast platform. Then we'll talk with you next week with another episode of Queer Money.
To learn more about how our sponsor, Capital One, is reimagining their local spaces and experiences to have banking better fit your life, visit www.capitalone.com and follow them on social @Capital One Cafe.